is mercy. Blessing to all, like God, supreme personality of Godhead.
Oh,
okay. And both, Manli is a devotee. And we don't like,
uh-huh,
like this.
So you want that he is God Narayan?
Yes. Blessing all, like this. Of this.
So, but I have my strategy. I just don't like so this God Narayan like this. It has to be like that?
But you can do according to your,
what you like.
Can I?
No.
Okay, so I am doing with one hand up and the other hand also showing the feet, but not like this.
Do anything
very nice
in Vigraha. As we visit, he comes.
Okay. I just wanted to give some direction to the Murtiwala because he doesn't know anything. That's all I needed to know.
Okay, you do here or in my approach?
Yes, yes, here.
Now I need to talk to him that how he does develop his principle. If he is not qualified for himself, how he can help others?
Yeah, he understands. But now the present situation.
One should help one own and then the other.
He can tell his disciples that he is now trying to recuperate, become more strong, then he can help.
Don't care if your order is coming and try to bring wine.
What can you do?
Yeah, try it.
If you want to drink that, I should I do?
Yeah, yeah, better. You?
I'm thank him to come.
Between Sindhu and Jamuna, and then Ganges and between Jamuna, second, and then Ganges and Gandak, and there, here, and from there, whole Bengal, these five, but prominent is Bengal. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was from there. And he followed a love and affection for Krishna in Parthiya mood. You know Parthiya? In India there are so many cults, sampradayas. But they don't know about this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered it from Srimad Bhagavatam.
What specific verses are evidence of this in the Bhagavatam?
Ati sutanvaya bhatri bandhavan ati vilangate anta achyutagata gati vidastavo jita mohita Sitavajoshito Kastajanasi. That gopis, all the gopis, when Krishna played on flute in full moon, they left their husband, children, friends, father, mother, everything, and they went to Krishna. So their husband was there, something. So this is partly. Krishna is beloved of all the gopis. Their husband were, but there was no relation with their husband from beginning. No touch. They never touched their
husband. Their
husbands
were the closest
them
to be. They were married, but they
never
contacted each other.
So Yogmaya did is that they never touched their wife. Yogamaya made any artificial wife, and they used to be
like
so
Sita.
Not a song.
Like
Sita. Yeah, yeah, like that. So those who follow these, there are so many poems श्लोक इन श्रीमद् भागवतम नोट मन न पारे हम निरवध्य संयुगा प्रसाद माँ भजन दुर्जर गेह श्रृंखला संदिग्ध मनुदीप इज इन 33 10 33 That, oh, I cannot repay you. This means telling to you. Your love and affection to me and our meeting is too pure, transcendental. I cannot. Because you have given for me your husband and all, but I cannot give anyone. My father, mother, I cannot give. My bhakt, so many, I cannot give. So, I cannot repay you. So here also, they have left you here. So it was discovered and preached in this world by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So those who follow the in the guidance of Rupa Goswami, they are all gone. But those who don't follow this idea, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they are not gone. Even they live in that area. So those who are having this idea, that gopis are parki here. And we want this time doing bhajan like that. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. He is doing bhajan by Rupa Goswami, this face also, and Rupa Manjari also. By external chanting, remembering like Rupa Goswami. And by inner that Siddhade, like Rupa Manjari, oh, he is serving Radha and Krishna. So this is the idea of Gaudiya. So those who follow this, they are. So, from there, especially from Madhvendrapuri, then Isharpuri, Sarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu, Nityanandapuri, Sarup Damodar, or up to my Gurudev, the Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj.
So there is a gap there from this.
Oh, you should take all in our Guru Parampara. Like Rupa Goswami, Sar Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, then three, Shyamananda Prabhu Narottam Thakur and Srinivas Acharya, and then afterward Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and then Baldev Vidyabhushan, and then Baldev Vidyabhushan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and all others, no bad. There are so many,
we have everything in this.
Okay. She can help you. And then Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and then Srila Prabhupada, Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, my Gurudev, and so others too, and then also Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Prabhupada Yo, and coming to us. How it became so many? Because it was from Sara Goswami, Sita Goswami, and then to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and then to Narottam Thakur, and these three, they preached all over Bengal. So many disciples. It may be that not by quarreling, they set their center here and there. And from there, Parampara is coming. So some from Nityananda Prabhu, some from his wife, Jannama Thakurani, and some from Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Thakur, and others, Rupa Goswami never made any sister. He only one sister, Jiva Goswami. But Jiva Goswami never, he also stopped. But he adopted like Srinivas, Samananda and Narottam. And he taught all these things. And from there, so many groups, Samananda group, Narottam group, Srinivasacharya group, Deep Chandra group, the son of Jnanavai and Nityananda Prabhu, Jnanavai, everywhere they spread and coming from there. And then a bad day came for Gaudiya Vaishnava after Baldev Vidya Bhushan. No preaching, not so. And all Ladan person lost faith on Gaudiya Vaishnava is indeed. And some developed like Sahajiya for taking other's wife and doing bhajan. That this is Sahajiya Parakiya Bhav. So many bad things was mixed in this. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur came and he saw that all so many amalgamation was coming. So he began to preach. And when Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came after him, so Bhakti Vinod Thakur told that, "Preach my book here and there." And he began to do it. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has so many very qualified disciples. Among them, our Guru Maharaj was so
prominent.
But others were also, like Sujyapar Siddhan Maharaj, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha, Sauti Maharaj, Sujyapar, Giri Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Alphanas Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, so many. So they established their mutts here and there because after Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, a person named Vasudev Prabhu, Ananta, he was very qualified, but he was charmed by any lady devotee. And they were married. He left you in them. So all became against. Now you cannot. You should go in family life. And it is also like that when a dog gives something in against. So he was then at that time very powerful. Money was there, so many disciples. So he began to torture them.
How many disciples?
Like
hundreds?
Like more thousands.
So
He has more than thousands. And very qualified. But after his departure, this friction came. And he has so many powerful barristers.
What was the cause of the
quarrel? That he was attracted to a lady.
Oh, okay.
And he married his own disciple lady. So all told that in Bhagavatam, in everywhere it has written that it is not good thing for Vaishnavism. So they told that you should go with her and vacate this, that you are president and you are acharya. So all they became against him. But he was at that time very wealthy and so many manpower. So they left that place and they established here and there must. So there are many chapters. But all except him and his parampara, all are like one, sometimes they meet together, and sometimes discuss, and they meet in any utsav here, there, here, and they are of same opinion. But the center, preaching centers are in this area.
Would you say that before you have exist, Mahavilasi, was Krishna's arrangement to develop the world?
Is Anantavasudeva's falling Krishna's arrangement so that the Gaudiya Math would grow more?
Yes, that is right.
It is,
we can reconcile
it.
Otherwise, we cannot have gone to whole world preaching.
And would you say that the fall of the Brahmana chariot in ISKCON is Krishna's arrangement so that more blessed
can come? Our Prabhupada's disciples who pretended they were gurus, and they each took a zone, an area that they're in control of, and that fell down, was that also so that Krishna consciousness could spread more?
Well, that is going on. But this is the not mercy of Krishna that they all fall down. They fall down because of weakness and offending each other, having no harmony to each other, and they lost faith because they were making money by drugs and here and there. Prabhupada has not told like this. No, he is okay. He can teach all the ISKCON leaders, very strong. He is with me. I am ISKCON also. Narada Rishi is ISKCON.
Brahma.
They are all ISKCON. Anywhere outside, anywhere you see that all are chanting, remembering, accepting Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Rupa Goswami's philosophy, or they are ISKCON. They are not realizing the fact, and that is why they are. But anyhow, we can reconcile all these things for the betterment of and for offering everything. If they are not fall down, oh, how can I have come? And
yes.
Swamiji already.
That's what I mean by growth.
Now, whole are attracting to me and coming to me. Swamiji told me that you should teach all and you should give my samadhi. So I know that we are in whole in one family, and family master is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we should all have that. So though our teaching center is here and there, we are in one family. I also think that you are in our family.
I think so too. We are all one family.
Now, any question more?
Yes, sir.
You are satisfied?
Oh, I have many questions. I could tell
but
you this.
By this?
Or by this?
Yes.
That why we are separated?
Our Maharaj, can I ask you a personal question? How do you deal with this? The antagonism between the
How are you responding to the ISKCON leaders being against you?
I am very happy.
Yeah, because it's
good. I know that they are my children. We need to have hope to save them and to help them. So I know that they are at home. I want to help them in all ways. Little children, they may make some disturbance, but mother, so I always try to help them, and I'm very happy that I'm still the disciple of Rasa. Oh, we all are still in that line. But I know that they are my students. I never take any of them, though they may do anything. So I'm happy that I'm helping them. I want to help. Those who have left, like have you heard the name of Bhagavan Das,
yes,
Kirtananda,
yes,
and so many Hansrut and so many. I called, I gave initiation to the daughter of
Bhagavan.
And he came to me.
That's his ex-wife.
And I gave this again in his name. And I told. And I told so many things, and he began to read. I told the old history when he was in. And Swamiji was so happy with him. So he began to read. And then I gave peace. His wife and children, all to. So I never take ill from anyone. Like Kirtanananda. I told so many things to him. He was also with him. He wants to meet me.
And
now he is in jail.
He stopped meeting my phone from jail.
So I have so relation with so many those who have fallen down. And they are coming to me and I'm happy. I know that they are like my brother, that younger brother, my son and daughter. I never feel anything when they help against me. They tell so much against propaganda. But I feel no disturbance. I become happy that by this I will feel more.
I was wondering if you could tell me something about your initiation.
Can you tell something about your initiation?
What? My initiation is like Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Goswami Thakur, my Gurudev, like Swamiji. Oh, same.
No, specific name is.
What does your initiation mean to you?
Initiation means giving an ethic relation, a special relation to devotees with Krishna. And realizing that who am I. So Diksha in Sanskrit, Dirgya Jnana comes. I am eternal servant of Krishna. And in eternal servant there must be some more deeper meaning. There are five kinds of relation with Krishna. In that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his family line, Rupa Goswami, that I say. To give all these things, this is initiation. Initiation is not given in a moment or in a day. We admit the devotee for diksha, initiation. And it may take so much time, then he will realize all these things. Understand? This is. Anything more you want to know, all civil service, in all questions. Go on, this is.
Puri Maharaj, you need to learn to this question.
Bhakti Vaibhav.
Puri Maharaj.
Bhakti Pramod or Bhakti.
I have heard.
Bhakti Pramod Ravan.
I have heard that Bhakti Puri Maharaj said that the person who is dedicated by the Guru to perform the Samadhi is to be the
He heard that Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj said that if an acharya asks somebody to perform his samadhi, that person is his successor. Is that true?
But Swamiji told me to give his samadhi. I did. Because he has so much faith on me. Not faith on his own disciples. But I am not his uttaradhikari. Actually I am.
What is uttaradhikari?
There is still successor. Those who are falling down outwardly. But spiritually and transcendently I am.
Really, internally.
But you should also that any very high class of devotee was there, but not present there. And he gave. But actually, the more elevated disciple is succession. No. Anyone can be. Swamiji told me, but it may be that anyone has not told that who should give me samadhi. Like Puri Maharaj himself. He has told?
No.
I don't know that
he has.
I don't know that he has told like this.
I
think that it is not true. His successor is Bhagavat Maharaj. Bhagavat Maharaj? No.
Bodhayana.
And he is a good one. Very humble and polite. But at that time when it was given, he was not here. He was in other country. Other state, my god brother, they came and others came and all they did their samadhi. After some time he came. No harm. It is not Siddhant that those who will give samadhi, it will be successful. Like from Devananda Gaudiya Math, they went so many and others. And they gave samadhi of Puri Maharaj. Then they will not be successors. His own disciple, to whom he has believed and he has told. Sometimes Guru never shouts that after him who will be. Like Swamiji, never shouts. He knows that Prabhupada, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati, never told that after him. He knows that anyone comes who is very near and dear to me, knowing all Siddhānta. Never anyone can not make anyone Guru. His own
quality. Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati is not an nominated successor. So how did it come about that Ananta Vasudev became his successor?
Because this is not transcendental line that anyone can make. It may be that if he is so qualified and Gurudev selected him that after me he is this is one line. But it is more essential line, prominent, that anyone serving Gurudev totally and after him preaching so much and in his line and he is making very prominent his Gurudev. Oh, he is. And he will preach and he will come in love. Prabhupada never met my Gurudev that you should never. But he began. My Gurudev never met me and I become and preach the whole world and all are accepting me. So it depends on quality. So the Prabhupada was not met by anyone and he became prominent in whole time. Ramani, he was not made. You know Ramani?
Yeah, Ramani.
Oh, he took sannyas himself. Madhvacharya like this, not given sannyas, other kind. So he took. Sukadeva Goswami, who made him acharya? That's never told that you should my successor.
No.
But those who will do bhakti and Krishna will arrange that we will do. This is more?
Yep. I was wondering if you could tell me something of Krishna Adodakshana. There was a woman
Govinda Sundar Maharaj.
You know him?
I spoke with him also.
Personally?
Yes. Also same question.
I know him from boyhood. Very boyhood. When he was reading in his school, his Gurudev was sending. After he left, he married, again came. I know all. What about him?
He told me that. He told me that. Tulasinka Maharaj nominated Tulasinka Maharaj. He specifically said, you must be next
to Sarah. Tulasinka Maharaj said to Govinda, Govinda Maharaj, you are my successor.
Yes, I know.
So, Prabhupada didn't nominate. I want to know, and he,
Bhaktisiddhar Maharaj, it was easy. Because he has only one that son, disciple who can do anything after him. Though Siddhar Maharaj knew that he has married and again he has come, he knew everything, but he was so humble and so much merciful. And that is, and he knew that any of other disciples cannot do anything.
Management
or anything to give diksha. So, anyhow, he was so merciful and he made success. But in Siddharma, his own group, there are so many and very qualified. And Swamiji know what are their qualifications. They may fall down, they give also poison or so many things. So he never declared.
But I'm wondering, I ask the same question to Govinda Maharaj. When the time comes, when you must depart from us, what way will you, would you like to see?
I know system from beginning. Anyone did not make Narad Rishi as the Acharya.
Yes, yes. So,
so good qualities will come and he will serve his Guru to him. And thus, so be, I am not worried for this. I will not, if I will see, select, otherwise not selecting. They will come then by their qualities. And all they are bound to obey him. We know that Rupa Goswami is our whole acharya, root acharya, Rupa Goswami. But he never initiated him, but all accept.
So it can be picture from Rupa Goswami.
Yes. So this is eternal line. Ever, never anyone knew that I will preach whole world and I will glorify my Guru and my whole parampara and this party alone. But Krishna can do anything from any dry straw even. So I am quite unqualified, but even he accepted me. All are accepted me like that. But I never knew that I am any other. Never. I have no this what? Idea or Abhiman.
Conception.
That I must. I'm not upset. But all that telling me what to do. More?
I was wondering, Australian society, the devotees in Australian society, can you tell me something of your experience of the devotees in Australian society? Well, can you tell me something of every country the devotees are devotees?
How do you feel about the Australian devotees? What are your feelings about them?
And
I know that
experience?
In all places. They wrote Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Only by his mercy I have preaching. What I am preaching, all know that he is the line of Swamiji and he has preached. So every prayer in Bhagavad, except in the Swamiji is the being one hand of pillar, Bhakti Siddhanta. I know that every prayer so many of various sections like Govinda Maharaj, myself, Guru Maharaj, Dutta Maharaj, all are doing some. But I think that we are in one family. But now I see so many sections, and they each other they don't lie, and they fight among them. They fight among themselves and also to others. Even they fight their wives also, wives also. So some disciples are in such a way that they can divorce their guru also. But they should try to help each other. There is some enemy. The disciples of Lord Govind Sundar Maharaj, they never come to me. They fear somehow. But I don't fear. I know that they are in our family. They should come. They are fearing that, oh, when he will come and he will take all disciples and attract. But really I don't. I want that to help all. As a guru, Shiksha guru, help. So they should think it and they should not try. Otherwise this teaching will come harm. So we should think that if he can help my disciples, I should help his disciples, others. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, there was not so division like this, that he should come and he should not come. Yes. So all used to come to Mahaprabhu. All used to come to Rupa Goswami. So I want that he should also come. So I know that sometimes the disciples may weep and then give up. I want that. So I should help them that again. So I am doing like this. Those who left. Again calling them and giving inspiration that his Gurudev is Gurudev. I will have no cost.
How
why is there fear? Why?
Because ignorance is there. Ignorance is there. In Vaishnavism, there should be no and that is why in ISKCON also, very big, but having no harmony within them. They don't believe in, they don't give honor to them, elders. And the elders not getting all their love and affection to them. Anyone not giving. And so this. So we should try. Otherwise, again a dark will come and everything will be. I think if I was not here, coming here and there, then I think that. And then Sahaja may grow. And so we say, oh, we are safe and here. So I want. A revolution like this. That we should come in the real world, in the real sense. Krishna will arrange that anyone after me, after that, anyone will come. And this will not be ruined. World may be ruined, but this is eternal. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told that this line is eternal. Someone, in any house, from any group, they will come.
Back to Guru Pandra, you mentioned that Ramanuja, he took sannyas that is by himself.
By himself, but Guru, dead body, not dead body, but transcendental body, he left and he was going and he came in the way he was coming to Gurudev to take sannyas. But anyhow, he departed. And the persons were taking him on a chariot. And he told, please stop. And he told to Gurudev, he thought that Gurudev see in the car like this. No? Like this. Only two were standing and they were pulling. He told, oh Gurudev, I will preach over everywhere your mission. And one. Then he told that I will make an explanation of Vedanta Sutra. And I will preach and distribute my books everywhere, your mission. And then he said. And then he said, it is that I have taken my stomach. My Gurudev is not there, he is there too.
His Guru Maharaj had already left his body and then the fingers?
The fingers felt like this.
After he left his body.
They were going to give samadhi. And then they all told that you should give samadhi. And after that he went to that temple, Sriram. And for 12 years he was serving elder god brother. Three months, 4 months will be, 4 months will be. And took all the knowledge from all. And then all accepted him as Yasa.
Yes. But I was
wondering
in more
concerns where we do. Afterward, he will do again. And you can sum up your questions, he can solve. He has heard so many things from
you.
Thank you.
Would not be so open. But Srila Gurudev told us to take an artist's license so that she could be seen clearly. And as you can see, her sati wearing pink is carrying a flower basket. That's because when Srimati Radharani hears that Krishna is going to be somewhere particular, herding his cows, then he goes there on the pretext of picking flowers, say for example for the worship of the sun god. So her sati is assisting her in that. And then sometimes Krishna tries to take the basket or flowers from that sati or manjari. And then they might run behind and try to grab the arm of the sati or manjari. And they may run behind Radharani. Oh, save me, save me. And then that gives Radha and Krishna an opportunity to talk. Like Radharani would say, why are you disturbing my friend? Who are you that can disturb my friend? And then Krishna would say, because you stole my flowers. So it would go on back and forth. Just as boys and girls here in this world, who don't have any bona fide relationships, talk about things that don't need to be talked about, or that don't make any sense, or that don't have any importance, just for the excuse of talking. So this, just as everything else in this world and all the world, it all comes from the Absolute Truth. Everything is emanating from the Absolute Truth, being maintained by Him and destroyed by Him. And what else is here? Balaram is carrying a buffalo horn. asked Srila Gurudev about that, because we're nonviolent and Krishna's nonviolent. So why is Krishna, why has Krishna taken the horn off of a buffalo? So if you notice, the buffalo horn, difficult to see in this dark room and also in this small print, but the buffalo horn is green. And that's because Srila Gurudev said that it's made of leaves. It just looks like a buffalo horn. Now each part of the painting represents a certain verse. Every part. The part of the gopis meeting with Krishna, and particularly Radharani and Krishna's eyes exchanging glances. This is encapsulated in verse number 7.